Hello and welcome back to The Spells We Tell Ourselves. I am your host, I'm Libby, and today we're going to talk about June. First podcast episode of June, so let's talk about it. So if you've been following along on my Instagram, Yogini Witch Libby, then you already know that there is a new theme every month. So we got to talk about what June is, right? June is for simplicity. Simplicity. We're keeping it fucking simple. We're going to keep this easy. We're going to keep it simple. And we're just going to focus on having fun. So here's the why. The why is I'm exhausted. I am putting a lot of energy into this podcast, into my business, into my 9-to-5 job, into being a parent because that never stops. Into being just a human being on this planet, I am putting in so much energy. But it feels like it is too much energy. And I know that some people are going to say, oh, well, you've got to put out the energy that you want back. And it's like, yes, I agree with you. But if you are putting in so much energy that you are just feeling exhausted and you're not even enjoying it, then what's the point? So June is for simplicity because June is going to be fun. Y'all know I live in New Hampshire where it's like the weather is nice right now. I'm recording right now and it is a beautiful sunny day out. We are doing fantastic. Everything looks great. So I want to enjoy it. June is for simplicity because I want to enjoy. And the simplicity comes from the want of it being a fun time. And it comes from, it also, like, it's... June is for simplicity because it is an energy management technique. Since I've been putting all this energy in and I feel exhausted, it's time to manage my energy better. So if we are coming at this from an energy saving technique and just managing energy better, how can we do that? Instead of constantly putting out new energy and more energy out into the universe, what if we consider that our energy can be better used for something else? Our energy can be better used for ourselves. That energy doesn't always have to go into the universe in order for something to come back to you. Instead, let's put that energy back into ourselves and back into fun. So we are keeping it simple. And what do I mean by that? I am not putting out any new offers this month on my business. Sure, I'll do a sale or two. I'll do like a special kind of thing where I bundle a couple of things that I already do. But no more of this, let me create something new once a week, once every other week, like whatever it is, hosting these webinars, because it's an energy suck. And when we have energy sucks, we need to get that energy from somewhere. So when we have an energy suck and we've been putting so much energy out into the world and it has to take away from something else. So by putting all this energy out, what is something else in my life missing out on? Where can that energy be better used for? And with that in mind, I mean, like, it's summer and I have a 3-year-old. So we're going to go and do things with that 3-year-old and make sure the 3-year-old is having a good summer as well. My energy can be better used in so many other places. So we're keeping it simple. And then who knows what July will bring, you know? Maybe I'll keep up with the theme of simple is better. Maybe I'll feel called to drop a whole bunch of new shit again. Whatever it is, I think that instead of putting all of this pressure on ourselves to do all of these things, we can better use our time and our energy and our minds for something else. So here's what you can expect from me over the month of June. One, of course, you can expect to have your monthly full moon and new moon bonus episodes about and with the journal prompts and all of that. For sure, you can expect that. You can also expect to have a summer solstice bonus episode with that happening on the 21st. You can also expect to see me talk and hear me talk about the summer solstice ritual that I'm hosting as a quote-unquote class. So if you're interested in attending a virtual summer solstice ritual with me, head on over to yoginiwitchlibby.com/classes and you can go ahead and sign up for that. That's already up and available. The entire June schedule is already done. So naturally, you can expect my yoga classes. You can expect for me to talk about tarot. You can expect for me to talk about all the normal things that I normally talk about. But I also think that you can expect from me a lot of me getting back to my roots of I am a yoga teacher. I am a practicing witch. That is probably what a lot of what we are going to talk about is going to be, because those things bring me joy. And therefore, because I am getting a positive emotion back, I shouldn't label things positive and negative, but I would, if I'm going to receive an emotion, I'd rather it be joy. So I am receiving a joy emotion back by putting out this energy. And therefore there is an energy exchange going on. And that to me feels like if I am keeping it simple and I am keeping this to what I know really well, keeping this to what I enjoy a lot, then it's going to be fun. And there's that energy exchange. Therefore, the energy is balanced. It isn't, think of it as like an equilibrium. When we put out so much energy, it creates like this bubble. Nobody can see me right now doing a little bell curve type shape with my hands. So we are putting out all of this energy, and if we aren't getting the same amount of energy back, then that is going to be an unequal energy exchange. But if we are putting in just enough energy, like we still want to put out the energy that we wish to receive back, but if we are keeping some of that energy to do things that we love instead of constantly trying to approve ourselves, then we are automatically going to get some sort of positive feedback back to us just because we love it. So if I am doing something that I love, I am getting energy back. If I am doing something that causes me stress and causes me to lose my temper and to lose my shit, then that's not the energy that I want to get back. That's not the energy I want to put out into the world. So in order to keep it simple, this is going to be very much the, I'm going to chill this month. And God, guys, it feels so good to be like, I'm going to chill this month. Because I think we all need that time at some point, especially as business owners. If other business owners are listening right now, they're probably like, yeah, I get it. I got to take care of myself too. Otherwise, I'm going to lose my shit. And instead, I want to see how the energy flows if I am just keeping it simple. So let's stay in touch. Let's stay in touch to see how this energy flows. You can follow me on Instagram. I am Yogini Witch Libby. This podcast is At the Spells We Tell Ourselves. You can message either one of those accounts and the same person will get back to you. You can also go ahead and check out my website, www.yoginiwitchlibby.com. You can see all of the coaching packages, the tarot reading services, the classes, sign up for that summer solstice ritual, whatever. And let's stay in touch. Let's connect and let's see how we can keep our energy flowing together. Peace out.